Democrats still own the state, and Republicans have a thin bench of potential candidates, but each party is somewhat at a tipping point for where it's going. For example, Gavin Newsom, he's the picture of the Democratic Party moving forward. What happens with Senator Feinstein? Does a Democratic governor appoint someone like Newsom into that seat should Senator Feinstein decide not to run in the future? For Republicans, you may recall Abel Maldonado, who ran against Newsom last time out as a young Latino member of the GOP, also one of the poster children for where the GOP is going. So the parties find themselves at a turning landscape where the old guard is moving out and the new guard beginning to come forward. And I think that's where we see ourselves the next 2 or 3 years. Although I think we'll also still be talking about the budget mess at that time as well.